Hello, Symphonic Band. This is Mr. C. I am recording etude number 2 for you. Hopefully you've printed up your part. And I'm recording it MP3 because I'm finding with my beginners, for me, not for them, but for me, I am recording way more assignments this way than I would if I were worrying about audio and video. So I'm just doing MP3 where they can hopefully listen to me. And you can do the same for this etude number 2. Today I'm going to start with clarinet. I'm hoping to post more examples of this as the week goes on. A mid-voice example, maybe like trombone or something like that. And then the tuba. The tuba example is the one that I would like to have in there, because there's a few places in here where you're like 3 octaves below what you're hearing. But you tuba players play well enough to where I'm sure you can distinguish your starting pitch. I'm gonna start with your starting pitch for everybody. It's, most of you, it's pitch 13, so I'm gonna sustain that. And then the trombone family will be in this range. And I'm not looking at the, French horn range, but the French horn is either playing what I'm playing in parts of this, or you jump an octave away from where I am. And then the tuba would be down here for your pitch 13. And so hopefully by now, while I'm jabbering, everybody has established pitch 13. And I am going to start this, even though it says that the first legato espressivo, speaking some Italian here. Legato means, of course, sustained, fluid, connected. E in Italian means and. And espressivo, expressively. Okay, so the beginning starts that way. Then it changes at con moto, which means with. Con means with. Moto means motion. So with motion, it gets faster there. My suggested tempo is 120. That doesn't mean you have to play it 120 beats per minute. Right now I'm going to record the entire piece one tempo. I have it 65 beats per minute. Okay, 65 beats, and that's what I have it set to for learning purposes. I'm going to count for you. 1, 2, finger as I count. Down, up, down, up, down, down, ti, ah, ta, ta, down, day, to, down, down, up, down, triple it, down, rest, and down, down, up, 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 sh, up, downy, and a downy, and a down, up, down, and a down, up, down, down, 3 and 4. Up, down, and a down, and a ti-a-ta-ta-ti-a-ta-ta, down, down, up, down, up, triple lit, down, ti-a-ta-ti-a-ta, down, up, up, down, up, day, to down, up, day, to day, to down, up, up, down, downy, up, down, and a triple lit, down, up, down, and a down, and a down. Okay, now I was counting all of that with a metronome. This time I want to isolate some things. First thing I want you to notice, second line, second measure, or it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth full measure of this piece. Full measure meaning not the pickup counted. You have the chromatic scale, slurred, ti-a, down. You're slurring the chromatic scale, starting at pitch 13 for your instrument, most of you. And then something else I want you to notice is the last 1, 2, 3 full measures, you have a lot of day-tas, a lot of dotted 8/16ths. Day to down, up, day to down, up, up, down. I'm gonna play that measure for you, and you might wanna play it after I play it. Ready and go. two measures, actually. Ready and try. Day to down, up, day to day to down, up, up, down. And you may want to rewind that and play that section over and over with me counting and with me playing. Okay? So let's go for this. And again, rewind this to where I start actually counting through this and playing through this, and where I'm not doing so much of the talking, and start there, okay? Here goes my metronome. I'm going to get the microphone a little bit closer because I have a feeling the metronome might be kind of soft for the mic to pick it up. Alright, so here's the metronome going, and here I go. I'll give you three counts before I enter and play, okay? One, and two, and three. Destroyed was the pickup to con moto, the pickup to what'll eventually be, if you choose to do it this way, a tempo change where it should get faster. So I'm going to actually start at that pickup without the metronome, and I'm going to go, I'm going to start at the note before the pickup, the half note. Ready? And. Okay, I just wanted to isolate that for you. So let me start that again. This time I'm going to count it. A measure before con moto. Ready, pretend. Down, three, and four. Up, down, and a down, and a tia, ta, ta, tia, ta, ta, down, down. So I stopped under the two long quarters, okay? I stopped on the two long quarters there. All right. I'm going to play straight through this etude one more time. Hopefully this time I'll do a better job. Something else. Did anybody notice an articulation that was wrong? Very good. I heard somebody say it right. It was the second full measure, I believe. Second or third full measure. I added a slur that should have been tongued somewhere in there. So anyway. This time, hopefully, I'll do a better job of that. Okay, here we go with our metronome going. I'll give you three counts. You can either count along finger, or you can play along with me. One, two, three. Paused to start the second half of this as a separate piece. So we are all starting at the pickup to con moto. And eventually, if you'd like to take it faster, up, down, and a down, and a ti, a ta, ta, down, and a down, down.
That is fine. The piece was written to be two different styles, okay? The very beginning, the first two lines, very expressive, very much slower, and then speed up the tempo and play with much more aggression in the second half of the piece, okay? So I'm gonna start the second half of the piece with a metronome counting finger, and then we're gonna do the second half of the piece playing. One and two and pick up and go. Up, down, and a down, and a tia da da tia da da down, down, up, down, up, triple it down, tia ta, down, up, up, down, sh, up, day to down, up, day to down, up, up, down, downy, up, down, and a triple it down, up, down, and a down, and a down. And that should have been, the last two measures should have been, two full measures should have been downy, up, down, and a triple it down, up. I said something other than triple it, okay? Downy, up, down, and a triple it down, up is what you should have there. So let's keep the same tempo, and let's start at the pickup eighth note to con moto. One, and two, and three, and four. Before I finish here, the same two measures I was addressing earlier. Not only did I not count the triplet, but I didn't play the triplet right that time. So I'm going to start in the last two full measures, okay? Where you have downy, up, down, and a, ready, and breathe. That's a much better example, okay? The triplet was correct. It was slurred. It was tongued correctly at the very beginning of the triplet. And hopefully this whole recording helps you, and you can hopefully rewind as much as you need and get some good practice time. And then when you submit your recording of this, it's fine if you want a audio and video. You don't have to put yourself in there. If you want to, you can just put your face in there while you're saying your name and the assignment you're playing, and then have the camera on a wall or something as you play, okay? That's fine with me. Or you can make an MP3 and send it via an email. What I'd like for you to do is get to the place where you can play the first half of the piece legato, expressively and slowly, and then pick up the tempo at con moto. All right, and then yes, add your own dynamics. Absolutely, I love giving extra points for people who add extra dynamics. Good luck with this etude number two, and I look forward to hearing many of you perform this as possibly your next assignment. Okay, bye-bye.